you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and this podcast is brought to you by 42 Degrees with four convenient locations in Omaha.
Open 8 a.m. to midnight, 7 days a week by your mom's house. I'll see you there.
Tweet at us or just follow us or both. Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
She takes my peppy, Steve.
Sarah Colonna later this week in the studio. Our buddy Nick Allen's going to stop in, I'm sure.
She bringing the punter?
She is, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe John Ryan, former punter of the Seattle Seahawks.
She's at the Funny Bone. Craig Evans in the house.
Good morning.
Valentine's week. Got plans for your loved ones? You got plans for your sweeties, for your sweetie pies? Spend the night at a hotel somewhere with a heart-shaped bed and champagne on ice, Craig?
What are we doing, Craig?
I'm just reading what you guys told me you're going to do.
I'm thinking...
It's a Thursday night, so who cares?
I'm thinking Netflix and chill.
All right. Well,
I know what that means.
With the lady.
Okay, that too.
All right. I'm leaving town.
I'm leaving town that day, too.
Yeah. I'm leaving town, but I'm taking her with me.
Well, you, oh, la-di-da. Todd and I are leaving without our ladies, because that's how we roll.
Because that's what they want.
That's how they roll.
That's how they roll.
That is what they want.
I'm leaving Thursday. I'm leaving on that day. Here's your flowers.
It's Sarah Palin's birthday today.
She's a great lady.
It is Sheryl Crow's birthday today.
No, she's the exact opposite. She's an idiot. Sorry about that. Sheryl Crow's cool. I like Sheryl
Crow. Sheryl Crow and Sarah Palin.
Who's older?
Share a birthday. Who's older?
Sheryl Crow.
Sheryl Crow used to sing, you know, remember her in big old high hair singing background for Michael Jackson, those videos?
So really?
She was a background singer for Michael Jackson in the early 80s, mid-80s, basically. She's a little younger than us. I'll say Sarah Palin's older.
I'll say Sheryl Crow by a year.
Puss already picked Sheryl.
I'm Sheryl Crow.
Sarah Palin is 55 today. Sheryl Crow, 57 today.
Oh! Ooh. Good game.
Big win on a Monday.
They were close.
It always amuses me when you say good game to that one.
Yeah, I lost. It was a good game.
We should get up and
I worked it hard.
High five.
Yeah.
Good game. Good game. Good game. Good game.
I'm a gracious loser when it comes to this game. Not much else. Not much else.
I feel like I need like a football, a spike or something when you win it, you know?
It's really not that impressive, the win.
Well, plus it probably breaks something in here.
Right.
Who's that? At Cosmopolitan.
Who's cooler, Sheryl Crow, by the way? That's a given.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yes. Who's smarter, who's cooler, who's everything better?
Yeah, I bet you we could drag someone in here who disagrees.
Yeah. Well, then they're wrong.
Yeah.
We may not have to drag them in here.
No.
No, we don't want them in here.
He was just in here.
At Cosmo, they have an article about things not to talk about immediately after sex. You know, these things may need to be talked about. Just don't do it immediately after sex. They say that we are never more vulnerable than during sex, and that includes immediately before and after. According to relationship and sex therapist Eliza Boquin.
Emotions are raw. The naked rawness of your emotions,
like,
Craig.
But didn't knock you up or anything.
Sorry. Sorry.
That may be the time to bring that part up.
Yeah, but didn't knock you up.
Yeah, that part. Right. Time, you know, to give you a chance for a plan B.
Right. I'm pretty sure the chlamydia is cleared up. We'll find out.
You should join a gym. Say that. Is that one of the things you don't talk about?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's number one on the list. You got it.
No, you're
just kind of winded. You're fine.
That was actually number two on the list.
You should join a gym?
Yeah.
It's not, is it?
Don't comment on their body.
Yep, that's
it. Is that number two?
I was only semi-joking, by the way.
Do not use post-sex to tell your partner to get back in the gym.
Yep. Yeah.
Tyler.
Yeah. No, you're just kind of winded. You look great. That's how you pull that off. No, I think you lost your wind there at the end.
Stamina you need.
Ah, you threw away the lettuce.
Just some cardio.
Yeah, they say that you've just shared a deeply intimate moment, and doing anything other than expressing admiration and appreciation for their body is not okay. Also, do not critique your partner's performance immediately post-sex unless it's in a genuine and, more specifically, helpful way.
Who the man? Say that.
And
who the man?
If they are asking for feedback. Otherwise, refrain from rating the sex in general.
All right, so you don't want to give them a 5-star Yelp rating?
Yep.
Well, out of 10?
No.
5-star.
I think five.
I mean, I don't know anything about the Yelp rating.
That's as good as it gets when it comes to, sex anyway.
In general, they say that your moves aren't based on a 1 to 10 scale, and neither are your partners. The criticism will shut down the intimacy and take a toll on their ability to be vulnerable with you in the future. Don't bring up ongoing topics of conflict, which everyone has them.
Oh, yeah.
How about just don't say anything? Roll over and go to sleep.
The afterglow, they say, is not a great time for tackling topics that are normally better suited as serious discussion.
Yeah, it appears you shouldn't converse at all.
Right.
Yeah. Just be quiet, roll over, go to sleep.
Are you just going to go to sleep?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go play tennis, I guarantee you that.
You wiped me out.
I heard what Greg said the other day, if I bring anything up, it's probably wrong. Right.
Do not discuss previous sexual experiences. Now, that's something that we probably know.
Yeah, not, that'd be stupid.
After
you're better than the girl I had last night. Try that one.
This is not the time
weekend, right.
This is not the time to group your partner into a compare and contrast chart. They say it may be important, or it is important, to discuss sexual history with a partner, but not immediately after sex. Do not say the words, "My ex used to whatever," immediately after sex. Anymore. Don't use it as an opportunity to get the other person to agree to something that they have been opposed to. This can leave your partner feeling manipulated and pressured. If they weren't ready to meet your family before sex, they're not going to be ready to meet them 30 minutes after sex either. Let it go. Don't ask them where they learned to do that.
Just be grateful. Just be grateful they did.
You don't want that answer.
Yeah.
You don't.
No.
There is no good answer
to that
question.
Be grateful they know it.
Nothing good will come of this. Unless, for instance, you read it in a book. Some people do read books.
But most sexual situations involve somebody doing something. I mean, actually, they could try it for the first time.
Absolutely.
With you, right.
Where did you learn that? Yeah. Practice makes perfect. Right.
Or you do the Zach Galifianakis, and I learned that in a pornography.
That's hot when you say that.
Yeah, it is. Nice.
Yeah, but you can get the idea from a pornography, but then you still got to practice to get good at it.
It's hotter when Galifianakis says
it. Yeah, it is. Much
not
hotter.
Really.
As he drops his pants in the pawn shop.
Pornography.
It is a pawn shop, isn't it?
Yeah.
And then don't discuss the future of your relationship if you are hoping the sex will result in commitment.
Oh, God. Does anybody ask anybody to marry them after sex?
Oh, you know it happens all the time.
And I'm sure it's probably actually a good time if you're both into each other. I get it. But that's also a time you probably shouldn't say it.
Or during.
Oh, yeah. Marry me.
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't. Was that out loud?
If you do that, I'll marry you. Try that. If you do that, you don't. The thing you never want to do, I'll marry you.
That's a guy who was a virgin 10 minutes earlier.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
yeah.
First girl who has sex with him, marry me.
Please, 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 please.
They say save the DTR talk for another time to avoid insincere answers. DTR? Do you know that one?
I should know it, right?
Eh.
I don't know. What is it?
Not anymore, you shouldn't.
Okay.
Because you have DTR'd.
Down to...
No. Nope. Define the relationship.
Oh.
Now...
Oh, don't do that.
You have your relationship defined long ago.
Now I do, but yeah. I remember... Yeah, I remember... I think I was asked if this is... I think I was asked one time, is this exclusive after sex?
Yeah, that's not the time
really?
To ask.
But it was... It wasn't the first time we had sex.
Still...
But you have to say yes at that point because you know, I guess it is now. You can't say that though. I was asking,
even though that's the truthful answer.
Yeah, and ended up being for a while. Then we split up, obviously. But the fact is, but I was asked that. I think right after sex, is this consensual? No, what you mean? Is this?
What a Freud ask beforehand.
Yeah, that's not the time. You were wrong.
I started directing. That was it. That was it. That's just consensual. And she said no, and then she just grabbed me. Yeah. I didn't say, I was me yelling. I didn't say yes yet. You know me.
So now.
Now you ask, right?
It's not retroactive.
No.
You got to do it beforehand.
That's funny. I'll leave it at that. No. Is this exclusive? Consensual. That's a great Freudian. I love that. Is this exclusive? And my mind was, Craig, I guess it is now.
Yeah.
Because I was kind of expecting that question.
Exactly.
I was expecting that question two or three, a week or so before that. I'm thinking, I'm going to get that question eventually. I can tell. You know, we were hanging out.
Yeah.
You know. But I said, I guess, I'm thinking, I should have answered the right way, the appropriate way. I guess it is now. But that's not that romantic.
Well. Truthful answer.
It is a truthful answer.
It is not the correct answer.
Once you get the question asked, you basically say, I guess it is now. In your mind.
Right. I was holding out hope it wouldn't be.
But now you got your answer. Your answer is, Craig said it would be inappropriate to discuss that right now. So you bring that up a little later
on. That's true.
Yeah, that goes over well, too.
That's true.
Yeah.
Let's wait till after breakfast tomorrow.
And then that's when you go in, was this consensual?
Was that consensual? They asked me that. That's brutal. First time sex. Been a long time.
Yeah,
nobody's commenting right now. Everybody's afraid to say anything.
That was a little rapey.
But we made it funny. It was a Freudian rapey thing. It was kind of funny, yeah.
It was a little kidnappy earlier.
Yeah, it was.
It was a little rapey.
No.
No, that's just in your head, I think.
No, I was the victim there. I didn't consent.
Oh, you were the one not consenting.
Yeah, I was one. In my head.
I was reading that wrong.
I was
sorry.
Stop it.
Yeah, you read that completely wrong.
He was asking
himself that question.
Yeah.
Hey.
I often questioned.
Own free will?
I should have said no. No means no.
Yes.
Means anal.
A study finds that the risk of lung cancer drops significantly.
If you beat it with a stick.
If you beat it with a stick within 5 years of quitting smoking.
That's only tumors, by the way, not lung
cancer. But your risk of lung cancer drops significantly within 5 years of quitting smoking.
Yeah, I've heard that too.
So it's not completely eliminated, and it's still more than non-smoker for their entire life.
But I've always heard. Yeah, I remember my dad. When my dad was a lot younger, he would always say, "He'll be hit by a bus tomorrow." That was his running comment. We begged him to quit smoking in his 40s and 50s. I remember just talking to him. I could be hit by a bus tomorrow. That was his line. And then he ended up quitting smoking. If he wouldn't have quit smoking 20-some years ago, he wouldn't be alive. I guarantee it. He's 85 in a week.
Right.
You know, which is very cool.
But the damage is, you've still done some damage.
But a lot of it is reversible.
That's
right.
What I said. That's what's good for, I mean, I understand. If it's the exact opposite, people shouldn't quit. Why would they quit? But you're right, though. It does go down as soon as you quit smoking.
Researchers from the Vanderbilt University of Medical University Medical Center, those morons, well. Were surprised by how dramatically the risk for the disease in former smokers dropped 5 years after they quit. They saw their lung cancer risk decline by 39% compared to current smokers, and the risk continued to decline as time went on after quitting. So you can find that study in the Journal of the National Cancer Institute.
Morons. A lot of them.
And so there's that.
Junkie. Journal of the National Cancer Institute.
Okay.
Is the junkie.
Oh. Out of Rogers County, Oklahoma last week, the county courthouse had to close. They were forced to close. The county sheriff, Scott Walton, told KJRH that a lawyer came up to the third floor courtroom at the county courthouse there at Rogers County, Oklahoma, with bugs, bed bugs, falling out of his clothing.
Can you see them?
Yeah.
The sheriff said, it's hard to imagine someone doesn't know that bed bugs are crawling all over them in abundance.
Is every piece of news out of Oklahoma dumb?
Florida.
If I were to go down to Oklahoma City and watch an evening newscast, would it feature just a bunch of parade of dummies?
Well, it seems to be when it comes to government, and this is a lawyer, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is a lot of dumb people in the lawyer and in government.
Well, like Craig said, it's an Oklahoma lawmaker or a Florida man.
It's those two things.
You know, right, those stories are going to end with stupidity.
Although we got Nebraska lawmakers right now pretty stupid, too. The main one. The main lawmaker.
But
you're right, though. Yeah. The Oklahoma lawmaker, it's if you can't eat fetus, I apologize to the Jews. Yeah. You're right. We got a zillion examples of that. And Florida man, of course, they keep coming. And Tony's moving there in a couple weeks.
I just wonder if, in, say, Tulsa, Oklahoma City, they find the occasional bright guy, the occasional bright spot, the occasional piece of good news. Because every piece of news we get out of Oklahoma here is about some dummy.
Right.
The people that we don't hear about are the regular people that just carry on with their miserable lives.
Yeah.
So it's a rumpled lawyer with bed bugs.
So officials had to close the courthouse to clean up the mess and call exterminators. The head of security said the attorney didn't appear to care about the situation. He was told that that lawyer just kind of shook his jacket over the prosecutor's files and put a bunch of bed bugs all over their crap as well.
There you go. God.
Send lawyers.
Guns and money.
Yeah.
Dad, get me out of this.
Yeah. That's appropriate right there, Craig. Besides the stuttering thing, I'm sorry about that.
No, you're
not.
Is this exclusive? That joke wasn't consensual, though, was it?
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader, too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.